SOP263, today we're talking about why you should record your interviews in stereo, and I answer a boatload of questions.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, hello and welcome back to another episode of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much. And all of a sudden, I'm talking like Captain Kirk. Yes, personal podcast coach, thanking you so much for tuning in. I know your time is of the essence, and so we're just going to get right to things here in a second. First of all, though, I would love to hear from you, and I want to thank every single one of you. You guys have been bombarding me with feedback this week, and I love it. Keep it coming. You can do that by calling in, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can leave a comment out at our show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Let me remind you that you can find us now on Stitcher. Go to stitcher.com/DaveJ. That's for your smartphone. And today's show is brought to you in part by the ElectroVoice RE320 microphone. Well, last week, speaking of Stitcher, I interviewed a representative from Stitcher, and I thought I would do a little bit on the technology of what was going on behind that. You can actually, I'll put a link to the YouTube video. I talked about how you can simply patch, especially if you have a smartphone. In my case, I have a Droid. I just patched my phone right into my mixing board, and I had Rachel on one channel and me in the other, and then I recorded it with me in the one channel and Rachel in the other. Then what I was doing is I was talking into my ElectroVoice RE320 that will now be living here with me. I was talking into that, and I was also talking into my phone so Rachel could hear me, and then my voice through my microphone would go into my portable recorder, which in my case is the Zoom H4. And I think if I had to buy a recorder today, I'd buy, I want to see an Eteral RO5. Those things look cool. But anyway, it goes into a portable recorder. Now, why do I do that? Well, because interviews, especially over the phone, if there's no webcam, and even if there is a webcam, you can't see the other person. So there's no body language, and it's hard to tell when somebody is done. Now, when I interviewed on the Mr. Media podcast, if you go over to MrMedia.com, had a great time with Bob, super nice guy. We actually had video cameras going, and consequently, we could kind of tell when the other person was done. But when you're doing an audio podcast, there's no video, you have no idea when the person is done talking. And so consequently, Rachel and I had a little overlap where I thought she was done with a question, or I'm sorry, done with the answer, and I would start a new question, or vice versa, and we have overlap. So here's an example of some of us where we kind of talk over each other. So that makes life easy. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we wanted it to be
as, you know.
Now, in that example, you kind of hear me more or less interrupt her because I thought she was done and she wasn't. So what I ended up doing was I cut myself out of it and kind of tightened up some of the, because what happens then is you have this weird start, stop, ooh, start, no, you go, no, you go. So you end up with a lot of weird blank spaces, and I cut out some of that blank space, and it sounds like this. So that makes life easy.
Yeah. I wanted it to be as, you know.
And here's one more example of us talking over each other. Here we go.
Totally authorized numbers that advertisers do accept.
Well, and it's,
so that was the beef before, but hopefully we have.
And here is where I fixed it. I believe in this one I cut out, I forget who I cut out of this, but we'll hear this. Here it comes.
Totally authorized numbers that advertisers do accept. That was the beef before, but hopefully we have.
So by having you in one speaker and the other person in the other, it makes editing very easy. If they're too loud or I'm too soft or whatever, it's easy to adjust volume levels. And then when you're done, you simply save the file as a mono file, which takes the left and the right speaker and smooshes it together. And for that, I use a program. I'm a PC guy, and I use a program called Sony SoundForge to do that kind of editing. But that's how I did it last week, and that's why I did it. not only this is how I did it, but why. And the why for that is, number one, ease of editing. Two, able to adjust volume levels. And then it's super easy just to combine it into Mono. All right, before we get to the questions, let me remind you that new from Electrovoice, the RE320 is a supremely versatile vocal and instrument microphone derived from the classic design of the Electrovoice RE20, which is like the most famous microphone ever. The RE320's key features include variable D proximity control technology for tight, bold, expressive, and consistent tonal performance, a humbucking coil for noiseless operation, and a high output, and a high output neodymium, not to be confused with Neil Diamond, a high output neodymium magnet structure capsule that delivers fast and accurate transient response and pronounced high frequency detail. As I said last week, the S's and the T's, I love it. It's engineered for stellar performance in virtually any imaginable application. The RE320 delivers excellent results when miking vocals or instruments in the studio or on the stage. Designed to meet the demanding needs of project and pro studio operators, live and studio performers and engineers, as well as podcasters and broadcasters at any level, the RE320 brings heritage Electrovoice technology and performance to bear in an incredibly versatile new microphone. For more information, go to electro-voice.com/RE320. All right, I want to thank everybody who, we have some voicemails, we have some emails. Let's start off with an email. This is from Chris in Michigan. He says, I want to thank you for the information you provide from week to week on the School of Podcasting podcast. I've yet to sign up to the school, but I have explored the content available freely on the site, and I'm considering a membership. Awesome. I will see you on the inside, Chris. He says, I find that the information provided in your podcast is very encouraging. It is so much so that I've already been making a few practice runs on a few topics of my interest. He says, it's still an audience of me at this point. Well, you know what? That's fine. Keep in mind, some people go, yeah, I've only got, 40 listeners to my podcast when they first start out. If you were in a room with 40 people, you'd be like, oh my gosh, there's 40 people here. The email is twofold and it's in its being composed. Foremost, I'm sending this as a, hey, thanks for the info you provide. Well, Chris, thank you for the thank you. I really do appreciate that. It's nice to know people are listening. He says, though I also wanted to make note, due to the topic of SOP 262, that I discovered the School of Podcasting via Stitcher's recommendations. How cool is that? Secondly, I wanted to contact you due to your request also on SOP 262 for people who are absolutely new to podcasting, which is a category I believe I fall into. And that's Chris from Michigan. And here's the other thing, because Chris wrote in and said, I'm brand new and you're looking for people who are brand new. Chris is the only person besides myself right now that knows about the secret thing I'm working on. So if you're brand new to podcasting, email me, say, Dave, I got nothing. I got no website. I got no microphones, nothing. But I think I want to start a podcast. Let me know. You are my target market for a new product I have coming up. Next up, we have DJ City of the Japan Experience. He says, I was listening to your latest episode, the one with the interview with Stitcher. And when you started the show, I was hearing a buzz sound. Thought it was my PC, and the interview started and the buzz went away. So I turned up the audio and I was listening via the earbuds. And then you came back in and the bud was there hurting my ears. I know we all make mistakes, thought I should warn you about it, but I still love the show. Well, Ron, thank you. Yes, I recorded that at a different house under fluorescent lights. And consequently, had a little buzz going on there. And I realized that as I was uploading it, and I just kind of went, you know what, we'll leave it. That's the great thing about having a podcast, is you get to decide when, you're the producer. Next one is from Paul. You can find him at carolinetowers.com. You can find his band at Jimmy Yucca. JimmyYukka. And you can also find him at paulayling.me. Says, Dave, I have a question for the show. Is it possible to run two or more podcasts from one WordPress site? I have a WordPress site set up, and I'm using the categories in WordPress to divide the RSS feed. I have successfully used modifiers on the RSS feed to split the feed for Google Reader and MailChimp. However, FeedBurner doesn't seem to like it, and he explains that, and I'm not going to read this, he has his website, category, slash, and then he has at the end of it, question mark, cat equals 674. Now, you're on the right track. All you have to do is, like for the School of Podcasting, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/category, the word category, slash podcast, that is, I have a category for my WordPress called podcast. And if you do that, it's going to look like shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com does that. That's basically showing you just showing you podcasts when you go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. But it's a redirect of schoolofpodcasting.com/category/podcast. This really doesn't work on an audio podcast, does it? Anyway, if you take anything on a WordPress website, when you get there, if you put /feed, it's a feed. It's a beautiful thing of WordPress. So you could just take category 1/feed, throw that into FeedBurner. It should be fine. You know, category 2/feed, and that would be that one. So, Paul, thank you very much for that. Let's go over. Now, this email does not have you didn't say who you were or what your podcast is from. It's kind of long, but I'm going to let it go.
Oh, man. I hate voicemail. I was hoping I could talk to a live person because it's always easier to talk to live conversation. But it was very important to give you some feedback, so I felt it was very important. I don't usually call and give a lot of people feedback, but this was very important. First, I got to say I was absolutely amazed when you had the lady from Stitcher on. I was stunned. I think I was in tears because I was like, there's no way in the world he has somebody from Stitcher, from something that a podcasting system that I listened to for the last 2 years constantly on your show. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, I don't think I ever heard any guests on your show before, except usually it was just you. You know what I mean? Like you, which is good because it's a formative show for somebody that wants to get into podcasting. So I find it interesting, so I listen to it every week for a while. But this took it to a different new level altogether. By you having her on your show from a podcast made it really professional, and the interview was actually professional. I was stunned. I was amazed. I had to say, this is the first time I ever listened to your podcast at least 20 times. I couldn't believe it. I'm stunned. I'm still stunned. It was like a professional podcast. Like something I would hear, you know, like NPR or, and I'm probably listening to another 10 times because the information that I got from her describing stuff about Stitcher was stuff that I didn't even know about. And I've been listening to it for about a year and a half, 2 years, and she really, really described the Stitcher system down to a T, where I'm like absolutely amazed. But I'm just calling to give you feedback on it, that for me to listen to the show more than usually I only listen to it once and that's it. I listen to it, I'm done. You know what I mean? It's cool, okay, decent. If I ever want to get into podcasting, I'll listen to it more deeply. But this show here was probably your best show I've ever listened to. I've never listened to it at every podcast. This was a very professional show. And what I would suggest is, if it's possible, like every week, you split it up where you're talking about, you know, the technical aspects of, you know, the microphones. No, I find that interesting too, about the technical aspects of podcasting. In the second half of the show, like you bring somebody on from another, as you did with Stitcher, bring somebody else on and like talk about like maybe like iRadio or whatever the thing may be. I just find it very, 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 very informative. This is like the best show I think I've ever heard, and like I listened to it like 20 times because I had to get, there was so much information in it that I just couldn't get it all. And listening to it once or twice, my girlfriend was mad at me because I told her to call you back in like an hour. Oh my God, I have to give you his feedback though. Hope it all gets on the important message, but I'm definitely, I'm pleased, because before this I was like, oh, okay, it's, I put you on like, you know, I have a status where the podcast is either it's good, it's like a one to three. One is like, you know, and now it's gonna be gone soon off the list, off the Stitcher list. Two was like, I'll keep it for a little bit. What's where you were at? I'll keep it for a little bit, listen to it, you know, it's. And three is like keeping it. So I just upgraded you from a two to a three. But if you could make me want to perhaps, like, if you have a guest on your show, that would make it like a must have to listen to. Like my other podcasts, when they have guests on shows, like I have to listen to it because I got to see what the guest is talking about, along with the host is talking about. All right, that's enough talking, but I have to give you that feedback. It's very important to give you this feedback. I thought I was in the middle of writing an email, but. I said, I got a call. I mean, this is very important.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call. Again, that number is 888-563-3228. And it was kind of interesting. Now, I've talked about in the past how it takes 4 minutes to create 1 minute of podcast. This answer that you're going to hear took me about 15 to 20 minutes. And it was fun. Well, I've interviewed Paul Culligan. Paul Culligan of paulculligan.com and podcastsecrets.com. He's been on the show when he launched Podcast Secret. You'll see a pattern that goes through here. I have interviewed Rob Walsh when he came out with his book, Secrets of the Podcasting Masters. Was it Secrets or Tricks of the Podcasting? It was Tricks, I believe, of the Podcasting Masters. I interviewed Dave Gardner of the Ratcast, who went from recording into an H2 recorder into talking into an ESPN microphone. We have had guest kind of topics. Fred Castaneda from The Struggling Entrepreneur has sent in reviews of the Samson Go mic. He's reviewed a bunch of things, his H2, his H4, all sorts of things. We've also had Gary Leland from the Fast Pitch podcast. I'm going to have a link to these all out in the show notes. If you just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/263, I will link to every one of these past interviews. But he was talking about how he was getting Olympic athletes on his show. And he's also he was on talking about Podcast Pickle. Gary's been on the show twice. I interviewed Evo Terra, who was the author of Expert Podcasting Practices for Dummies. I interviewed Lisa Barnes when she came out with the book Podcasting for Profit. Yeah, Tricks of the Podcasting Masters with Rob Walsh, who was on the show not too long ago when Wizard came out with the new premium system where you can actually sell your back catalog. Speaking of selling your back catalog, I interviewed Bob Packett back on show 110 about selling your back catalog. That's the guy that does the history according to Bob. I interviewed Rich Palmer, who got a cease and desist letter because he didn't really research. He had a show called the Miami Valley Music Cast, and it turned out Music Cast was a trademark, and he got a cease and desist. I interviewed Heather Vale from Success Unwrapped about affiliate marketing. That was back on show... Oh, I forget. I interviewed P.W. Fenton on show 12, who was doing Digital Flotsam. There we go. So, is there... You know, you kind of said you should interview other people. Who do you want to hear interviewed? I have some people. I'm going to contact Bob. Bob, if you're listening, I'm going to contact you. Mr. Media has done 700 interviews. I think that would be an interesting interview. I'd like to interview Dan Klass. Why? Because I like Dan Klass. Just to get, I mean, he's a podcast pioneer. He might have actually been on the show. I'd have to go back and look. I know I've had him from when we talked at the expo. I had a lot of people I interviewed at the expo. But if you have any topics for the show, you can call them in, 888-563-3228. You can record an MP3 and email it to me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can leave a comment out in our show notes. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/263. Here's our next email, or I'm sorry, voicemail.
Hi, David. This is Dean Edwards. I'm calling in regards to a question regarding handicapped access. I'm legally blind. I use a screen reader to access my computer. And usually I do pretty well with it. I'm using Universal Access on the Macintosh. It's not JAWS, but it's a lot less expensive. My question is this. So what special considerations should I consider and think about regarding me working on a podcast? I'm a technical writer, so I've done that. I've done a lot of things, but my eyesight is not what it was, and so I use a screen reader now. It's just an interesting challenge. What are the limitations? I know I'm probably going to need to work with somebody else. Lots of things to consider. I'm working in the Celtic Revival in North America, specifically in the Pacific Northwest, but I work with groups all over North America, and I'm interested in developing some podcasting regarding those audiences. And generally, as a part of that, I'm also working with Bardic Revival worldwide. So I look forward to hearing back from you. And I'm in Oregon, and I'm also subscribed to the program and to your tips. So look forward to hearing back from you. And North American Druidry and Northwest Druidry are both Celtic Revival groups, secular and sacred, in Facebook. So that's it. Thanks a lot. Great program. Really helpful. Bye.
Dean, thank you so much. Great question. I actually have, for a while there, I was like webmaster to the sight impaired. I've helped Slough, who does Sessions with Slough. It's a great podcast. Super great guy. And he is an audio engineer, and he does Sessions with Slough. Vinny Padula is another audio engineer out of New York, and I've helped both of them build a website. Now, I know with Slough, he uses JAWS, and he is able to type up his show notes. He's an audio engineer, so he kind of has that in his background, and he can, you know, obviously make the MP3 file. So that part, I'm not sure what hurdles he finds, because he kind of has the whole audio part down. The one thing that he has me do when he puts out an episode, he sends me the file, and for some reason, Libsyn.com is not super friendly to the sight impaired. And I actually have a show about that. I'll put a link to that as well, way back in show 155. Embracing the sight impaired audience, because folks, sight impaired, this is awesome. You know, it's audio podcasts, especially, as you might imagine. So Dean, so that's going to be one of the hurdles, at least just going from my experience that Slough has an issue with that. I'm going with that. I have not, if you're a sight impaired person and you're using the Blueberry hosting, because Blueberry intertwines in your WordPress, where Libsyn, you go into their system. Blueberry sets up so that you just upload right from WordPress. It's really cool that way. And I would be interested to see if that's a little more sight impaired friendly. So that would be that. I wish I could give you feedback. And if you are sight impaired and you're using Audacity or whatever it is you're using, please let me know. Again, Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. We can help Dean out here. And also, check out, if you could either call back in, give me your email address, Dean. You should check out Anne Roos. She's a Celtic harpist and is just phenomenal. I know her from the School of Podcasting. I know Mark Gunn from, I'm sorry, did I say the School of Podcasting for the Musicians? Cool. I do another podcast for musicians. And Anne Roos is awesome. She's a harpist. And Mark Gunn's another guy who does crazy drinking songs for cats. I'm not making that up. Next up, we have Deborah Richmond.
Hey, Dave, this is Deborah Richmond. I'm a listener. I've listened to just about everything you've put out so far on this podcast, and I'm loving it. And I just listened to the podcast where you talked about it's good to give feedback, and you're absolutely right. So I wanted to let you know I'm listening. I love it. I download you every time you've got something new come out on iTunes, and I can't wait for the next one. And that's it. Just want to say hi. I have a very young podcast of my own, and so I'm absorbing as much as I can from you. My podcast can be found at iTunes under the name of TechBuzz Social Marketing. And so just want to say hi. Thank you very much for all you're doing. Keep it up.
Deborah, I'm telling you, thank you so much. Just to take a second to say, hey, thanks. You know, I thought, you know, should I put this in the podcast? Absolutely. Everybody go check out our podcast. And thank you so much for calling in. So that is going to do it for today. So what did we learn today? Well, we learned, number one, that, now let me say this, okay? I'm going to go back to the sight impaired thing. When you put an image in your blog post, there's a thing there for text. Put that in there. And this is how you know if you did it right. When you put your mouse over text, if whatever you typed in there shows up, like a little pop-up text, you've done that right, because people that are sight impaired, their readers read that. Otherwise, they don't know what, you know, microphone12.jpg is. But if it's something that says, you know, Electrovoice RE320, they go, oh, that's the picture of the microphone. So explain that to them. That's things you can do. Make sure your site is sight impaired friendly. You know, put in your alt text. It would be amazing. Just it's one of those things. I've had the privilege to hear someone see a website with their ears through a screen reader, and it's amazing. It really, really is. So that would just be my, I just want to throw that in there since that topic came back up. I'll put links to all those interviews if you want to check it out. And if you go out to the website and click on podcast and just keep going older entries, they're all there. It's kind of interesting because there's one that I might take down because it's talking about a system that no longer exists. That's kind of interesting. If you want the whole back catalog, you can actually go to schoolofpodcasting.com/app. That's schoolofpodcasting.com/app. That would take you to where you can get the iPod app as well as the Android app, which has the entire back catalog. Actually, right now, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/app, that'll take you over to the iTunes one. You can find the Droid version in the marketplace. Just look for School of Podcasting. But that is going to do it. Little longer show today. A lot of questions. Man, that was so cool. I got to tell you, that was just cool. Want to thank you very much for tuning in. Like I said, I know you're busy. Want to thank the Electrovoice RE320 for helping you bring us the show today. Again, go to electro-voice.com/RE320 for more information about the microphone that I'm using right now. If you'd like to contact me, my number is 888-563-3228. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And you can also, again, go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Or today, you can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/263. And I just realized one last thing. This could be embarrassing. We talked about the RE320, and we said we put a poll up. And let's see. Right now it's split. Some people like the sound of the RE20. Some people like the SM58. And some people don't could care less. So that's interesting. I think if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/261, that will take you to that old episode where you can hear me talk about the Electrovoice RE320 even more. So thank you much. Till next week, class is dismissed.
He put his tax on teacher's chair. Na-na-na, the little girl's there. Now, Junior, behave yourself.
All right. I'm so weird.